Mr. President and members of the Senate, today in New York, the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee begins another round of discussions on a framework convention on climate change. This is a critical round of talks. Unless progress is made in New York, there will be no substantive international agreement on global warming. Negotiations have progressed slowly, in part because the United States refuses to commit to any controls on carbon dioxide, the dominant greenhouse gas. The European community has committed to a policy of stabilizing carbon dioxide emissions at 1990 levels by the year 2000. Other nations have committed to actual reductions in emissions. The United States has isolated itself by refusing to commit to any controls on greenhouse gas emissions. The administration says it needs more scientific certainty before acting to control global climate change. We've heard this before. The administration used a search for certainty to delay action accelerating the phase out of ozone depleting chemicals. The additional scientific data shows that the problem was much more serious and widespread than previously believed. The administration should have acted earlier. The delay was harmful. By the time we're certain of all of the causes and effects of global warming, it will be too late. Even if we stop emitting all greenhouse gases today, we are committed to more warming of the Earth's atmosphere. Further delay means our children will pay an even higher price. We're told by the administration that it will cost too much to act, but the cost of inaction is the cost that is too high. To avoid increasing carbon dioxide emissions, we need to use energy more efficiently. Energy efficiency creates jobs and saves money. Curbing emissions, in concert with other nations, will create global markets for American products and services that improve efficiency and reduce emissions. Some other nations, such as Japan and Germany, already see the opportunities. We forfeit both an environmental and trade edge by hesitating for so long. Climate change is not simply a matter of a few more warm days. Island nations today suffer adverse effects that some believe to be attributable to climate change. For example, four islands in the Maldives have been evacuated because they're being flooded by rising waters. By itself, the United States contributes 20% of the entire world's carbon dioxide emissions. Yet the administration isolates the United States as it shrinks from leading the world with aggressive environmental diplomacy. In June, leaders of the world will meet in Brazil for the Earth Summit, the meeting of the United Nations Commission on Environment and Development. It has been 20 years since the last worldwide environmental conference. President Bush has made no commitment to attend, even though many other heads of state have. Unless the U.S. position changes dramatically and quickly, the United States will be isolated from those who are willing to act now. We cannot avoid environmental timidity on this crucial issue. The planet needs sustained and meaningful action. I and other members of the Senate delegation, the observer group to the Commission on Environment and Development, will meet later today with State Department officials to discuss the prospects for the meeting in Brazil. At that meeting, I will present my recommendation that the administration act in concert with our European allies, protect the Earth from a changing climate. I urge the administration to use the opportunity of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee meeting in New York to change its course to one of environmental protection.